You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, May 11th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how Twitter's purge of old accounts will be pure chaos. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Marianne Hardy's father died unexpectedly a little over a decade ago, but he lives on through his Twitter account. It only has 42 followers, and it was locked by Hardy's father, so no one but those 42 people can see it. And with a common first name and surname-based username, it's likely a sought-after bit of online real estate. I regularly check in with him over social media, says Hardy, a sociology professor at Durham Business School in the UK. The profile, the last tweet of which praised Hardy for her braveness in getting a wisdom tooth removed, is doubly important to the professor because its profile picture is a kitten, Penny, that Hardy's family lost last year. That could soon change. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has announced a purge of dormant accounts, having previously claimed there are 1.5 billion on the platform. As a result, Hardy's father's Twitter account, which hasn't been updated since March 14, 2012, could soon be wiped from the internet. He has a granddaughter now who he has never met, and his social media clips and content show her who he was and what we meant to each other, Hardy says. Social media is about connections. It's a move that, as with so much of Musk's Twitter, could be chaotic. Single word or letter Twitter accounts, long dormant profiles of celebrities who have died, like Linkin Park's Chester Bennington, and cherished bands that have abandoned Twitter or were taken over by squatters, such as at Nintendo 3DS, could all be taken over by new owners. It might sound like the closure of a few dormant accounts, but the consequences is the reckless endangerment of enormous swaths of evidence, all to create a synthetic market in usernames, says William Kilbride, executive director of the Digital Preservation Coalition. Kilbride compares Musk's decision to burning a public record to sell personalized number plates. It's just the latest example of big platforms making changes to the permanence of the content hosted on their platforms, after Imgur and Tumblr switched policy on the hosting of pornographic material, removing huge swaths of their content. Musk has said purged accounts will be archived without providing more information. The planned purge is especially problematic as Twitter is seen by many, including Musk himself, as a de facto public square of the internet, vast swaths of which could soon vanish. When you have these gigantic global systems, changes have to be instituted very carefully, says Mar Hicks, associate professor of the history of technology at Illinois Institute of Technology. It's one of the perils of private ownership of public platforms that act as quasi-utilities. Twitter has been relatively small, but it's had an outsized influence because it's the place where journalists go, Hicks says. For it to descend into chaos in multiple ways is really dangerous. One example of what could potentially be lost if the plan goes ahead, the loss or repurposing of Syrian activist Raed Fares, whose account and record of human rights abuses remains crystallized in amber following his November 2018 assassination. Hicks also argues that Musk's priorities for the platform are different from those of some of its most ardent users, who see it as a public notebook and a live historical record of events. She points to the changes to Twitter's API pricing, hiking the cost of access to more than $42,000 a month as an example of how Musk doesn't understand Twitter's wider utility. As with the API access change, money may also play a role here. When Musk first thought of purging inactive accounts back in December 2022, the New York Times reported Twitter was considering selling off sought-after usernames to the highest bidder. Many accounts with high-profile or catchy names have been squatted on for years by individuals because of their perceived wealth. If those accounts are co-opted back by Twitter and released either to the person with the most money or the fastest finger, it could become a free-for-all. It could be weaponized, says Hicks, who worries that dead individual or brand accounts could be taken over and resuscitated to post content they never would have when alive, harming their reputation. The whole episode highlights Musk's struggles to understand what he owns, argues Kilbride. He says that Twitter isn't merely a series of messages and accounts, but a complex network, and vanishing potential billions of accounts would, in effect, break it. Deleting one account creates holes and gaps right across the record, even for those accounts that remain active and vibrant. Twitter's planned purge might not be new, just look at Tumblr and Imgur's respective crackdowns on adult content, but if it goes ahead, it would likely be more significant. It's time for Twitter to pick up the phone and talk meaningfully to memory institutions about effective and carefully managed preservation, says Kilbride. That's important, not from only a brand reputation point of view, but a human one too. It would shake me to my core to lose this contact, to lose the connection, says Hardy of her father's Twitter account. She compares checking in on her father's online utterances as tending to a gravestone of a lost loved one. Always hopeful you can still feel them there, always missing them, always finding something to say and share, she says. That's the beauty of social media. There are social elements even with those we have lost. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Google just added generative AI to search. Checking in on Wired Science, the weird way Australia's bushfires influenced a weirder La Nina. And on Wired Security, a mysterious new hacker group is lurking in Ukraine's cyberspace. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.